السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. I'm still answering the question regard, okay, how come I can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take me? It is allowed in a time of fitna. And let me tell you something. You remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in authentic hadith, he said to Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, Ya Abu Dharr, I love you. I love you, Abu Dharr. And I give you advice. Don't allow yourself to leave Salah without saying, after you finish Salah, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. Oh Allah, help me out to remember you and worship you and thanking you. Look at the dua. Oh Allah, help me and support me to remember you most, thanking you most, the best, and to worship you most. Today, if I'm not engaged in dhikrullah, thanking Allah, worshiping Allah, tell me what I'm doing. Why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam advised us to remember Allah in every condition. Even when we go to the market, we should remember Allah. We put our clothes, we remember Allah. We take it off, we remember Allah. You go to bed, you have adhkar, you remember Allah. You leave the bed, you may remember Allah. Before salah, you remember Allah. Before wudu, you remember Allah. After wudu, you remember Allah. Salah. The whole life is about to remember Allah, worship Allah, thanking Allah. Now, let's be real today. Husband and wife, family structure, family member, life in general. Everybody suck you in drama. Everybody suck you in nonsense. It's almost like we want destroy our time. We want be fitna to each other. You go to the market, it's fitna. You're coming out, it's fitna. You go to visit your family, it's fitna. You're coming home, it's fitna. You're leaving home, it's fitna. We talk to each other, it's fitna. We spread messages over WhatsApp or YouTube or whatever, or it's fitna. When it will not be a fitna? When we engage for sabilillah. When we support each other to remember Allah, when we support each other to do good for sabilillah, when we support each other and joining each other for goods, is this not the quality of the mu'mineen? Look in Quran, how many verses in Quran about remember Allah, worship Allah, thanking Allah, unite each other of goodness, and apply it to everything in our life. By this way, when you really think about how many hours you wasted and for what, imagine you go to visit your family, your own parents, is a fitna. Fitna. And nonsense. You try to be good, is fitna. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran, from your spouse and your children is an enemy. Imagine enemy. Now imagine if we, instead of supporting each other of goodness sake, I try to remember Allah, you try to remember Allah, I try to help you to go to Jannah, you try to help me to go to Jannah. Instead of engaging in all of the above, what we do? What we do? Tell me. Drama. Drama, 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 bickering, he, she, this, that, yeah. Hours and hours and hours and day and night. I was reading a long time ago. One scholar said something so beautiful. He said, if Allah love you and want goodness for you, he make you value your time. And most of all, value the precious time. You see? Now, if I value my time and the precious time, what it mean? it means is a bounty from Allah. And now, if I see myself sucked in fitna day and night with different people, different members of the family, society, you name it, meaning I'm reaching the level of weakness when other affecting me and I'm not affecting other. Other lead me to stray instead of lead me to goodness sake. Tell me, what else left? What else left? My dear brother and sister in Islam, ask yourself, do I really engage in dhikrullah? Is really we engage with each other for goodness sake? Is we, as a husband and wife, supporting each other to go to Jannah? Are we value each other time and try to gain the precious time to go to Allah? Look at us today. We talk about meals, politics, this, that, condition, what happening, day and night, nonsense. Tell me what you want me to do. What you want me to do if you have a doubt of Iman, you will be scared. Because all this meaning a sign of being sucked against the journey of Iman. And if this is the case, now what I do, Allahumma ja'alni hadiyan mahdiyan, ghayra dallan mudallan, aw fatinan maftunan. O Allah, make me guided, spread guidance, and don't make me stray, spreading stray. And don't make me the generator of fitna or absorbing fitna. And O Allah, if you descended a fitna to the earth, take me, Allah. Take me before I spread fitna or I sponge fitna. We in it, my brother and sister in Islam. We in it. And we not even want to be alert. We don't want to be vigilant. This is a musibah. A musibah, when you are in heedlessness, you won't be in heedlessness, you want to spread heedlessness, you want to be sponging heedlessness, you want to generate heedlessness. Imagine what you're spreading with your thought, with your heart, with your tongue, with your action. Are you aware about what you're doing? You remember one of the most dangerous verses in Quran? Read them. You forget Allah. Allah make you forget yourself. Forget your goodness. Please, spread the most dangerous verses in Quran. And read them carefully and see where you are from them. And remember also Surah As-Saff. Read it carefully and say, who am I and where am I from that? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide me and make me live to spread guidance. And O Allah, if I will be a sponge of fitna, generating fitna, take me, Allah. Take me, Allah. Take my soul before I be a part of the fitna. You remember Idris alayhi salam? Idris alayhi salam, he was in love with Allah to the point he cannot take it. He cannot take it, and he asked Allah to take him because he won't be close to Allah. Today, we have no doubt of Allah in our heart to the point we are very busy deceiving each other, spoiling the time of each other, destroying the time of each other, and do not value our time or the time of each other. What musibah is that? What musibah is that? Remember, you're going to alter from your tongue what you have in your heart. You're going to spread what you have in your heart. Nothing I can say anymore. I'm tired. I'm really tired. Because dhikrullah gives you strength. Being belong to Allah gives you strength. And being sucked to drama day and night is a musibah. Is a big musibah. May Allah save us. Look to the condition. Look to the people who are suffering. People in the cold, people in the heat, people in drought, people in hunger. Fitna in every aspect. And instead of be alert and be vigilant and do what my best, I'm wasting my time, wasting my soul, wasting my energy. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, I'm in Mecca and I'm saying it 100% with all my heart. Oh Allah, I cannot take it, Ya Allah. I'm weak, Ya Allah. I'm weak, Ya Allah. You create me and you know me. I'm weak, Ya Allah. Everyone wants to snatch me down and nobody wants to support me up. Oh Allah, if I'm not guided and spread guidance, Ya Allah, and be among the guided one, please, Ya Allah, don't make me live to go to Jahannam, Ya Allah. Make me live to go to Jannah, Ya Allah. If my life is good and benefit to me in this life and hereafter, make it be, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you are the owner of the seen and unseen. You are the owner of decree. You are the owner of power. You are the owner of might. Oh Allah, help me out, Ya Allah. I'm getting so weak, Ya Allah. I'm getting so weak, Ya Allah. Help me out, Ya Allah. Strengthen me, Allah. And give me good ending, Ya Allah. I do not need anything except good ending, Ya Allah. Please. Please, Ya Allah, give me good ending, Ya Allah. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Read Surah As-Saff. You will find out one message very important. Oh, you believe. Why you say the things you do not do? Allah hates most those who say things you do not do. What do you think about that? Today we talk a lot about things we do not do. Meaning Allah can hate me most. Astaghfirullah. Is this not scary? When I'm in a state of Allah hating me? Because I'm talking about things I'm not living it. And Allah is talking about His light. And what's going on in the fitan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasize, I forget between verse 10 or 12, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us advice. Oh you believe, struggle with your money and wealth and by yourself for sabilillah. This is the way you can be saved from the torture of the grave. Because this is the tafsir about this ayat. Is the merchant is to struggle with your money and yourself until you meet Allah. If you do so, Allah promised to save you from the torture in the grave. What do you think? And after that, in the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advised us to be a supporter of the message. May Allah make us among those. Please, my dear brother and sister in Islam, don't waste your time. And don't be engaged in making other wasting their time. And don't support your spouse to wasting their time. And don't bicker and spread bickering and negativity in your heart or in the air. And make other losing their time. And beg Allah not to make you a fitna to yourself and fitna to others. Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. Or spreading fitna. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, how many of us alert about the blessing time? How many of us alert to gain the blessing time? How many of us alert to destroy the blessing time? How many of us wish to destroy the blessing time? Wallahi, I see people love to destroy their own blessing time. Zinat alert and aware about the blessing time. Imagine if the blessing time slip under us. The time is slipping under us. And we do not gain our time. We do not gain the blessing time. And we destroy the blessing time for us and others. Tell me what left. Tell me what left from this life. Tell me what left of this life. Please, if we do not value our time, value the blessing time, try to gain the blessing time, tell me what left. Tell me what left. Tell me what left, please. Tell me what left. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, this our condition. This our condition. Tell me. Tell me, is this our condition? Tell me what we do. What I'm doing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us and make us gain our blessing time and helping others to gain the blessing time. Do you know what the blessing time? How many blessing time? Every day we have a blessing time. Every week we have a blessing time. Ramadan is a blessing time. Laylatul Qadr is a blessing time. Ashura is a blessing time. And the list go on. But how many of us alert about that and gain it? Ya Allah, please make me gain my time and don't make me lose my time. Then, oh Allah, make me gain the blessing time of a place and don't make me lose the blessing time of the place. Oh Allah, make me a source of guidance, not the source of fitna. Please, my brothers and sisters in Islam, be alert. Be alert. Your time is so precious. Very soon you will be saying what Allah said in Quran. When people die, and they said, oh Allah, let me raj'un. Oh Allah, allow me to come back. I will do good, Ya Allah. I will not lose my time, Ya Allah. But we're not coming back. Allah will not allow it to happen. Inna lillahi.